Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you. Lord, we glorify you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, amen, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Standing on the Rock of Truth. Standing on the Rock of Truth. And one of the characters of the Old Testament came to mind. And many of you, as a child, we learned the Bible stories. Like Sunday school right now, the children are learning about Bible characters and the things of God. And they're teaching them at their young age. They don't get theological on them. They're just teaching them Bible stories like Noah's Ark and Daniel in the lion's den and all that, right? And so the character that came to mind is Daniel. And we're going to look and glean and go back and look at his life. And I believe his life personifies truth, boldness, and a godly character that he showed the entire Babylonian country. Let me just say this. Daniel never saw Jerusalem. He was born into captivity. Okay? So, Daniel learned from his forefathers. He learned from the high priest. He learned the things of God. He was raised up in the faith. What happened was Israel went into idolatry, went into sin. And for years after years after years, the prophets would come and warn Israel to turn back to the living God. But yet they chose not to. They stayed in their idolatry. They stayed in their sexual immorality. So there's a tipping point with God. We don't know that tipping point with us individually. We don't know the tipping point when God says enough with that country. But God said enough with his own people, his own nation. So what did he do? He called the Babylonians to come in and destroy them. And took them all into captivity. And so Daniel was born into captivity. He never got to see the temple. Yet he was always boldly praying toward Jerusalem through his window. And we're going to see in this story first on how the enemy tried to distract, tried to imply falsehood on him, so that he would not be able to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you're going to see how this thing all plays out. And I'm here to let us know that the same type of culture back then is here today. Oh, that's right. They're trying to pass laws where they're going to start shutting down churches. Pretty soon we're going to be meeting in homes. Oh, yes, we will. Why? Because it's already turning. We're seeing the things in this world. And so, if you have your Bibles, turn with me first. We're just going to read a few verses of Ephesians, and then we're going to go into Daniel. Amen? And so, Ephesians 6:10, and the Word of God reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand." Stand against who? Against the wiles of the devil. See, the devil wants to try to take us out. First, he tries it physically and spiritually. He tries to put us in a daze so that the enemy wants to render us useless. Okay, so now, For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is who we are warring against today. Not only in the times of Paul, who wrote to the Ephesian church, not only the times in the days of Daniel, but it's happening even today. Look at verse 13 here. Therefore, say that with me. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand. This is where God showed me the little child in the crib, standing. They're just peering out, standing. Well, God put that in us automatically to stand. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We're not to crawl. We're not to lay on our belly. We are to stand. Hallelujah. And God is saying to stand on truth, though. Can I get an amen? Amen. Stand on truth. Hallelujah. Look at this. Saints of God. A conviction is a belief that is considered true and worthy of maintaining regardless of the consequences. Daniel, we're going to read about Daniel. He said, you know what? I don't care what Nebuchadnezzar says, the king at that time. I don't care. I'm going to pray to my God. Hallelujah. And so did his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so today, saints of God, we live in a generation that's being persuaded that there are no absolute moral truths. Can I get amen? Amen. Whatever your truth is, that's the truth. And there are so many people that are deceived, thinking that, whoa, you know what? I believe this way. Well, that's okay, you believe that, but I believe this way. But let me just ask this question. Does it line up with the truth of the Word of God? Because God is the final authority. Can I get amen? And instead of relying upon the truths in the Bible, each person is left to decide what is right in his own eyes. My goodness. And because there are no standards, saints of God, our society has become ungodly, immoral, unsafe, and worthy of God's judgment. It's worthy of God's judgment. And so we need to turn from this dangerous situation and stand firmly. Can I get amen? But when we stand without compromise. We stand for biblical truths. Can I get amen? We must. So Daniel is a perfect example of a man who lived according to his strong scriptural conviction. This is why God is raising you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord to be strong men and women of God, to be strong in the word and the power of his might. Can I get amen? Because we live in time of wickedness. We live in times where the devil wants to take you out. He wants to take out all families and render you useless. But I'm here to let all of us know that greater is he that lives within us than him that's in the world. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And how many are so blessed to be a child of God for such a time as this? Oh, that's right. You see, Daniel was willing to stand for them when even doing so that it would cost his very life. Can you stand even when it would cost our life? Oh, that's, I've had that question many times. God, am I willing to give up my life to stand for truth? And I came to a conclusion. I've been in the world and I've been in the kingdom of God in his presence. And there's nothing that I'd rather switch back over to. Can I get amen? Amen. I want to be with God. So we're going to be reading this in the New Century Translation because when you go look at the King James or the New King James, it's still sometimes a little hard to decipher. So we're going to read in the New Century Translation, and I got the word up here. So in your Bibles, turn with me to Daniel chapter 6. And we're going to read this story. And we're going to ask God to take us where he needs to take us. Amen? And so, here it goes. Number one, verse one. Darius thought it would be a good idea to choose 120 governors who would rule his kingdom. He chose three men as supervisors over those governors, and Daniel was one of the supervisors. The supervisors were to ensure that the governors did not try to cheat the king. So God, at this point in time, we're reading, God has elevated Daniel in the Babylonian kingdom. Amazing. Let me just say this. Many of us who are saved, who have jobs in the work field in the world, did you know that if you let your light so shine before men, God will elevate you, hallelujah, in front of all those other unbelievers that work with you? Can I get amen? Because if you honor the king, if you love on the Lord, if you come in there with humility, hallelujah, and you're on time and you let your light shine and you do all the work and you hustle, man, I'm telling you, God will elevate you. Can I get amen? Because we're doing it unto the Lord. We're doing it unto God. And so this is where this story takes place. Now let's look at verse 3. Look at this. Daniel showed that he could do the work better than the other supervisors and governors. So the king planned to put Daniel in charge of the whole kingdom. What? Hallelujah. Some of you came to your job years ago as sweeping. And now God has made some of you number one, number two man on the top of the totem pole. Hallelujah. I've heard your story, brother. You're number six now. Look at that. He came in there cleaning bathrooms. Look at this. So look at this, verse 4. Because of this, the other supervisors and governors try to find reasons. Okay, here's the enemy now. Look how the enemy works right here. Look at this. Here comes the enemy. When you're doing good for God, here comes the enemy to try to shut you down. He's going to try to shut your mouth. He's going to try to render you useless. Look at this. Because of this, the other supervisors and governors try to find reasons to accuse Daniel about his work in the government. But they could not find anything wrong with him or any reason to accuse him because he was trustworthy and not lazy or dishonest. Can I get an amen to that? Hallelujah. Are you the diligent one on your job, in school, in home? Or do you have to be reminded, can you clean up your room? Hallelujah. Look at verse 5 right here. Finally, these men said, we will never find any reason to accuse Daniel unless it's about the law of God. So now they're going to attack his faith. They couldn't find anything else. So now they're going to come and attack his faith. This is where the enemy wants to attack your faith. Hallelujah. Well, let's see how much you believe in your God. Woo! That is the litmus test, isn't it? Look at this. So the supervisors and governors went as a group to the king and said, hey, King Darius, live forever. So now here they came and to try to butter the king up. They're buttering his toes, sweet talking him. And look at this. The supervisors, assistant governors, the people who advise you, and the captains of the soldiers all have agreed that you should make a new law for everyone to obey. For the next 30 days, no one should pray to any god or human except to you, O king. And anyone who doesn't obey will be thrown into the lion's den. What? That's a new law. I'm here to let you know, my friends, laws are coming. They want to change them now. They want to hush you up. Just hush up. We don't want to hear about your God. Nothing's changed. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bible says that I, the Lord, change not. And so if you're living for God, guess what? The enemy's at work at the same time. Look at verse 8 here. Now, O king, make the law and sign your name to it so that it cannot be changed. Because then it will be a law of the Medes and the Persians and cannot be canceled. Are you catching this? So King Darius, he signed the law. He didn't know what they were up to. He wasn't spiritually discerned. You got to remember, he wasn't a believer. He didn't believe in the God of Daniel. He didn't believe in the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So King Darius signed the law. Even though Daniel knew that the new law had been written, he went to pray in an upstairs room in the house, which had windows that opened toward Jerusalem. Daniel said, ain't nothing going to stop me from praying. Can I get amen?
Amen?
3 times each day, Daniel would kneel down to pray and thank God, just as he has always done. Hallelujah. I need you to catch that in your spirit. Because anything that tries to thwart you between you and your God, you need to bind it right away. Can I get amen? You need to rebuke it. You need to send that spirit packing. Oh, that's right. Because that spirit doesn't come to lift you up. That spirit comes to try to destroy you. My goodness. Look at this, verse 11. Then those men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and to talk to him about the law he had made. They said, didn't you sign a law that says no one may pray to any god or human except you, O king? Doesn't it say that anyone who disobeys during the next 30 days will be thrown into the lion's den? The king answered, yes, that is the law. And the laws of the Medes and Persians cannot be canceled. So now they're bringing the law that was signed back into his grill. Look at this. You signed it, O king. Still, he didn't know he was being entrapped because he loved Daniel. He elevated him. You see, when God starts elevating you, watch out, because here comes the enemy. He's going to come in like a flood. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. And so let's go to verse 13. Look at this. Then they said to the king, Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is not paying attention to you, O king, or to the law you signed. And look what they're insinuating now. Daniel still prays to his God 3 times every day. The king became very upset when he heard this. Uh-oh, someone's defiling my law. All he thought about, I signed something, now they're defiling my law. And he wanted to save Daniel, and he worked hard until sunset trying to think of a way to save him. You see, he had a heart for Daniel, but he signed the law. What is he going to say to the nation? Because they all had to bow down to that new law. Look at verse 15. Then those men went as a group to the king, and they said, remember, O king, the law of the Medes and Persians says that no law or command given by the king can be changed. In other words, it cannot be withdrawn. It cannot be canceled. In real estate, you can't back out of that contract. My goodness. So King Darius gave the order, and Daniel was brought in. And what? What was he brought in for? And he was thrown in the lion's den. You know, back in the day, they would intentionally starve the lions to the point of anything that was thrown in there would be mauled, destroyed, and eaten because they were starving. The king said to Daniel, may the God, look at this, may the God you serve all the time save you. This is what you got to tell the devil when he comes to you in the wee hours of the night. This is what you got to tell the devil when your kid or someone you know is caught up in drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things. You got to come against the devil and say, you are a liar. Can I get amen? And I rebuke you, Satan. My goodness. My goodness. Look at this. In verse 17, a big stone was brought and placed over the opening of the lion's den. That means he couldn't escape out of there. Wow. Then the king used his signet ring. So they sealed it up. And they put some clay on it, on one of the crevices, and then he put his ring on there so that the seal would not be busted. In other words, whoever's in there is going to be gone within hours. Look at this. This ensured that no one would move the rock and bring Daniel out. Then King Darius went back to his palace. He did not eat that night. He did not have any entertainment brought to him. And he could not sleep. Let me just say this. This is a picture of an evildoer coming against you, and now God is dealing with their conscience. Can I get amen? Yeah, we may be going through something that was not, it was done to us untruthfully, unfaithfully, intentionally. But let me just say this, God will deal with them. Hallelujah. He will deal with the enemy. Can I get amen? I don't care who has done something wrong to you. Hallelujah. God, listen, Bible says, hallelujah, do not render evil for evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do not render evil for evil. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Let me just say this. God will get every one of the perpetrators. Hallelujah. And he will torment them. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He will put them in a knucklehead and say, cry out, uncle. Remember when you were kids? You didn't quit until someone put you in a headlock and you say, uncle, say, uncle. My goodness. And so verse, thank you, God. Then King Darius went to his palace that night. He could not sleep. He was in turmoil. Look at verse 19. The next morning, King Darius got up at dawn, hurried to the lion's den. And he came near the den and he was worried. He was worried. He loved Daniel. He didn't want to do this. But he was ensnared by the devil. He was entrapped. The king who had all the authority was entrapped by his own men. My goodness. Yeah, it was a setup. With an ungodly setup. Hallelujah. Let's see how God deals with this. Do you know that God, nothing takes God by surprise? Can I get amen? Brother Art shared a couple of weeks ago in the book of Genesis, verse 14 in chapter 18. Is anything too hard for God? You remember that, brother? Is there anything too hard for God? My question is there anything too hard for God? This man was thrown into a pit of lions and death was inevitable. Can I get amen? My goodness, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness. Look at this. Verse 20, as he came near the den, he was worried. He called out, Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God. Now he's saying servant of the living God. Now he's, hallelujah, he's praising his God. Hallelujah. When you get an unbeliever to praise your God, you've done something in their life. Can I get amen? Amen. Oh, that's right. They will know the difference. And listen, when the bag drops out from the bottom and your friends and family members that don't know God, guess what? They're going to remember you. Hallelujah. They'll come knocking at your door. Hallelujah. Will you pray for me? Hallelujah. Why? Because they know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord Jesus Christ, rules and reigns in your being. Can I get amen? You will become a witness like no other time. Hallelujah. And they will remember you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't give up sowing in their hearts. Don't give up. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Because God is going to have the answer. My goodness, my goodness. Let's look at this. Look at verse 21 here. Daniel answered, oh, king. Daniel answered from the other side of the rock. Look at this, Daniel. Oh, king, live forever. My God sent his angels to close the lions' mouths. What? They have not hurt me. Because my God knows I am innocent. Woo, thank you, God. I never did anything wrong to you, O king. Wow, what a relief that was to the king. Hallelujah, to hear his voice on the other side of the rock. Praise God. He couldn't even sleep because he thought that he was dead. I put my number one man to death for no reason. Look at this in verse 23. King Darius was very happy, woo, and told his servants to lift Daniel out of the lion's den. Get him out of there now. So they lifted him out and did not find any injury on him. Look at that. Woo, because Daniel had trusted in his God. Say that with me. His God. And who is our God? Jesus. Come on. Jesus is our God. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that comes against us, God will condemn. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Then the king commanded the men who had accused Daniel to be brought to the lions. And here's a will reversal. Bring those guys to me. Hallelujah, that falsely accused you. Bring them here to me. Hallelujah. And he didn't slap them on their hands. Can I get an amen? He didn't give them a belt like my dad used to give us a belt. He didn't get a chancla thrown at him. Oh, no. Let's read this story, man. This story gets good. This is one of the best stories in the Bible. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. This is a story of redemption. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Then the king commanded, look at this in verse 24. Then the king commanded that the men who had accused Daniel be brought to the lion's den. Look at this. They, the men, their wives, and their children were thrown into the den. What? They made a law to throw him in, and the king said, I'm throwing all you and your family in. Look at this. The lions grabbed them before they hit the floor of the den and crushed their bones. What? This is what God, hallelujah, will do to your enemies. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Bible says, fear not, for I am with you. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. Can I get amen? The devil's going to come roaring like a lion. Hallelujah. You know, one of the greatest testimonies is when God delivers someone. Brother, where's Brother Carlos back there? He came in running this morning in our prayer meeting. Hallelujah. He says, I got to show you, hallelujah, my sister's cancer free. Can I get an amen? Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How many love when God does something? I remember God interrupted that meeting that morning. Hallelujah. He says, I need to go pray for two people. We prayed with Judy and then we prayed. Hallelujah. We prayed for Brother Carlos's sister. Hallelujah. And look, she's cancer free. Hallelujah. They said when they looked in, those nodules or whatever those cancers, they were gone. How many believe we serve a mighty God? Come on, come on, give them a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hey, nothing too hard for God. Can I get amen? There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen, you may be in a fight. Hallelujah. It may be the 12th round, and you got days, and now you fell down. God will lift you up. And you will win the fight. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. A right and a left and an uppercut and a combination will come out of nowhere. Hallelujah. Jesus. Come on. We serve a mighty God. That's something to shout about. Hallelujah. That's something to shout about. Hallelujah. And she's going to come and testify. I don't know when, but he says, I'm going to bring my sister. Hallelujah. How many believe that you... Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Let's get back to this word here. Look at this. Woo. Verse 25. Let's go to verse 25. Look at that. Then King Darius wrote a letter to all the people and all the nations, to those who spoke every language in the world. I wish you great peace and wealth. I'm making a new law for people in every part of my kingdom. All of you must fear and respect. Look at this. Respect the God of Daniel. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, those people that you think that are your enemies, one day they will come and praise you. Hallelujah. They will come and tell you, your God lives. Hallelujah. They will say, man, I didn't see it, but I see it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And look at this. Daniel's God is the living God. Whoa. In other words, he's alive forevermore. And he lives forever. Look at this. His kingdom will never be destroyed. This is an unsaved, uncircumcised Philistine king that said Daniel's God's going to live forevermore. Hallelujah. And his rule will never end. Look at this in verse 27. God rescues and saves people and does mighty miracles. This is the king saying it in heaven and on earth. He is the one who saved Daniel from the power of the lions. Daniel was successful during the time Darius was king and when Cyrus the Persian was king. What a story. What a story. Hallelujah. Look at this, my friends. Courage is needed to fulfill God's assignment for our lives. Can I get amen? How many of you need courage? That's right. God will give you the courage. When King Nebuchadnezzar conquered the nation of Israel, he took several young people to Babylonian to train and indoctrinate into the Babylonian culture. This is where Daniel grew up. But he didn't grow up in their ways. Hallelujah. He stayed true. Hallelujah to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Daniel had a team at that time, remained in Babylon throughout the whole reign of Nebuchadnezzar. And his son Belshazzar, Darius the Mede, and Cyrus the Persian. He was under these ungodly rulers. But his light was shining so bright. Is your light shining so bright? Hallelujah. On your job, in your home. Hallelujah. Wherever God takes you. You see, although Daniel was a foreigner, he influenced all four of those kings and became a person of great authority. Praise God. You see, God will elevate you. Can I get amen? Amen? And because he never backed down from his convictions, praise God. The phrase, the God of Daniel, it echoed throughout the whole Babylonian nation. So they were all saying, the God of Daniel, the God of Daniel, the God of Daniel. Man. Okay, I want you to make it personal. The God of Angel, the God of Carla, the God of Lafayette. Hallelujah. The God of Yolanda, the God of Rob. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? The God of Andre. Andre the Great. Come on. Come on. God will attach your name, hallelujah, in front of unbelievers, and they will say, the God they serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You see, my friends, Daniel's example of conviction and faith, we're going to look at this and then we'll close. And we'll pray for those who need to be encouraged, those who are going through, those who need to give God all the praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. And so early in the life of Daniel, Daniel made up his mind to live as a Hebrew and keep the law of Moses. Aren't you so blessed he did? Hallelujah. Look at this. He stood up for his convictions when he was a teenager. Praise God. Daniel's determination to live in obedience to the Lord set an example for all to see, including his youth. Are you setting an example unto your peers, unto your family, unto your friends, your acquaintances? Do they know you're a Christian? Do they know you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind? Do they know that you will not trade it in for anything else? Because he's the God that created us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, the book of Hebrews says, let's look at number two. He was convinced that he should be a godly example to others. In Hebrews, look at this. Hebrews, pursue peace with all people. Say that with me. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, for without which no one will see the Lord. See, we need to be people of holiness and righteousness. Can I get amen? With integrity, with honesty, with purity. If we walk in that way, God will use you like no other. Can I get amen? How many want to be used by God? Hallelujah. All of us do, right? All of us do. Man, we see another miracle in here. There's another miracle in here. Can I get amen? Brother Artie right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Another miracle. Brother, whatever the devil meant for evil, God has turned this around for the good. Can I get an amen? And we prophesy over you right now that God is going to use you in a mighty way. God's going to use you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. When you testify, hallelujah. When you share God's word, hallelujah. Men and women are going to take heed, hallelujah, to what God has done in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, you might have been in the shadow of death, but hallelujah, all you did was pass by the shadow of death. Hallelujah. You passed right by the shadow. Hallelujah. 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 God is faithful. Can I get an amen? Amen. Jesus. God. Woo, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And then Daniel, look at this. In Daniel 6:3, it said Daniel showed that he could do the work better than any other supervisors and governors. So this is what God is saying to us. Walk, hallelujah, with the utmost integrity. Walk in faith. Walk with the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you walk in, hallelujah, in the presence of people, hallelujah, they ought to know that you were in, hallelujah, the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at this. He knew God would hear and answer his prayers. God, look at this. Daniel knew. Why did he know? Why did he know? Let me ask you this. Why did God know, or Daniel knew, that he would answer his prayers? You know why? Because he knew he was innocent. His heart was pure. He walked with integrity. Hallelujah. He treated others like he would want to be treated in return. He didn't tongue lash no one and left them there to bleed. Some of us, man, have some foul mouths. Hallelujah. God is saying, bridle that tongue. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You see, my friends, Daniel had the boldness to hold firm to his convictions and risk requesting a different diet. Did you know? Let me just say this. The king said, we want you to eat all this food. And Daniel said, You all know the Daniel fast. How many been on the Daniel fast? That's where it comes from. He said, no, king, I'm just going to eat grains and vegetables. Well, you go ahead with that diet and see how long you'll last. And when weeks and a month went by, Daniel was stronger than his men. Can I get an amen? Oh, that's right. That's right. Look what 1 John says right up here. Look at this. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he what? He hears us. How many believe that God hears you? Oh, come on. Yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. He hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Listen, every petition that you lift up will not come back void unto thee. Can I get an amen? That's right. Nothing will come back void. Aren't you so blessed? Nothing will come back void. You see, Daniel, he was committed to being true to the word of God. He was true to the word. You have to be in your word. Can I get an amen? Listen, you need the spirit and the word. And the two come together and there's power. Hallelujah. It's not just word only. You got to have the Holy Ghost with it. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And it can't just be the Holy Ghost and be shallow in the word. Because when trials do come, you got to know where to go to the word on that. You need both. Can I get amen? There got to be a balance in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And when Nebuchadnezzar had an alarming dream, the Lord gave Daniel the horrifying interpretation. We all know that, right? At that moment, Daniel had to decide whether he would tell the king truth or conceal it. And praise God, he always told the truth. Despite the danger, Daniel had the persuasions and delivered the Lord's message to the king. Praise God. Look what Ephesians says right up here. Stand. Say that with me. Stand. One more time, say stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Walk in truth, saints of God. Truth is our defender. Can I get amen? Truth, having on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. Now, it's not our own righteousness. It's the righteousness of Christ that he imputes upon us when we get saved. Hallelujah. Look at this. He had a conviction that he was not going to bow down to any God. Aren't you so blessed? Huh? That's why Paul wrote to the Ephesian church. Look at that. There is one body. Look at that. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called into the hope of glory. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Hallelujah. One. Look at this. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, God. We're coming in for a close. We're coming in for a close. Praise God. Look at this. Daniel, he was fully persuaded that God would protect him no matter what. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. How many are so blessed to know that? Amen. Listen, when you're in the thickest trial of your life, you got to know that God has not abandoned you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. When death is knocking at your door, God is still with you in the fight. Can I get amen? Why? Because he's our shield and our buckler. He is our strong tower. And all the righteous run to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will always defend us. Did you know that he's responsible for us now? In our men's study, a good question was brought up. Aren't we all God's children? No, we're all his creation. You become his child by faith and you're grafted in. Now, once you become saved, now you can cry out, Abba, Father. Until then, just ask yourself, look at all the unbelievers that don't know God. They don't wake up praying like you. They don't have devotional time. They in the club. They have no time for church. That's good for you. I'm glad you found God. They don't. Because they haven't been born again. Jesus was emphatic. He told Nicodemus, oh, Nick at night. I call him Nick at night. He snuck out at night. Why? Because he didn't want his peers to see him talking to Jesus. This was a Pharisee. He says, I know that God is with you because all the miracles that you do. Jesus cut through the chase. You know what he said? Except the man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you become born again, guess what? The Holy Ghost comes in. The blood has been applied. And now you become a child of God. Can I get amen? Yes. Woo! Now we can cry out, Abba, Father. Now we can cry out, Father. Why? Because we've been grafted in by faith. Hallelujah. Now all the blessings of Abraham come upon us. Hallelujah. Everything that was promised to Abraham has been promised to us through Jesus Christ. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. That's why he had to go to the cross. He had to go to the cross for us. So never one for one moment think that everyone that comes into this world is a child of God until they get saved. Hallelujah. Then they are a child of God according to the word of God. See, we can have preconceived ideas, but it's not what you think. It's what God says. Go back to the word. Always pointing back to the word. Let me take you back to the word. Let me take you back to the word. Let me take you back to the word. And then your argument is not with me no more. Can I get amen? I go, your argument is with God. Praise God. Praise God. And so Daniel, he was motivated by his parents. He studied the word of God. He loved the Lord. Hallelujah. And God is saying this, and I'm closing with this scripture. There's only one commandment now left. Who knows that commandment that Jesus said it? You know, there's 614 laws in the Old Testament. And Jesus even said, if you break one of them, you broke them all. So we cannot keep the law. But everything hinges on these two scriptures that I'm going to show you right now. And if you look at these scriptures right here, it has the whole law of God right in it. It's fail-proof. Can I get an amen? Let's go there right now. Let me get there. Here we go. Mark 12:30. And you shall love what? The Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. What? See, and see, once again, an unbeliever don't know how to love God. You talk to an unbeliever, yeah, man, I know the man upstairs. I talk to him every day. I talk to him every day. Huh? Oh, come on. They'll come up with all their own concoction. You know why? Because they made their own God. They made their own God. Hallelujah. That ain't the God that we serve. Can I get amen? Because none of them can learn how to love God with all their heart. And none of them will allow their soul to love God. And none of them won't even give an iota strength toward God, but not us. Hallelujah. You know why you're here? Because this testifies who we are, that we love the Lord thy God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Can I get an amen? Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Jesus. My goodness. Whatever you're going through right now, hallelujah, I truly believe God has the answers. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. My friends had to leave, but Chris, he took a step of faith and got saved, man. That brother, man, the Holy Spirit fell upon that brother. I believe Sister Carla met him. We were doing class. She met the brother. Hallelujah. And God is doing the miraculous right now. I'm going to ask us to stand right now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I'm going to ask the prayer team to come up. Hallelujah. You know who you are. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Come on up, prayer team. Sister Jessica, that includes you. She was caught up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen. I feel an unction right now that someone needs hands laid on them. Him or her. Don't leave without prayer. God wants to put a supernatural hedge over your life in the name of Jesus. I believe that God is doing something new in your heart right now. And it's going to be a wonderful and beautiful thing. Because when God transforms our heart, it goes on through eternity. Can I get amen? God is the ultimate transformer. Those of you that like to watch the movie Transformers, God is the ultimate transformer. He will transform our mind, body, and soul. Hallelujah. And we want to give God all the praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. But for the people that have logged in on Facebook and YouTube, we want to pray with you real quickly, and then we're going to pray for the body here. But if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, you never surrendered your heart, this is your opportunity right now. As I'm looking right into the camera right now, this is a time to surrender. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that God would bless your life and fill you with His Spirit of promise. If that's you, I'm going to ask that you would bow your heart and your head with me and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Is He worthy?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.